things and football.
98Q Country.
We've been to both Carolinas, seen a big Montana sky, driven up and down the coast a few times, London, Paris, paradise. But ain't got much memory of the scenes, come to think I missed them all. And damn, babe, it's all your fault. Sunset cliffs by the sea and the night rolled in. And you still talk about that moon that I can't recall. But God, I saw all I needed to. Might as well have stayed in the
CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Biden administration canceling student loan debt under a new program that began last summer for qualifying Americans. President Biden today delivering remarks in Culver City, California.
While a college degree is still a ticket to a better life, that ticket is too expensive. And too many Americans are still saddled with unsustainable debt in exchange for a college degree.
More than 150,000 Americans enrolled in the plan are receiving the relief this first round. The president's brother, James Biden, sat for a deposition today in the Republican-led House impeachment inquiry into the Biden family business dealings. It comes as a former FBI informant is facing charges of lying to the FBI about the president and his son's finances and having alleged ties to Russian intelligence. Following Alabama Supreme Court ruling that embryos are children, the University of Alabama at Birmingham pausing its IVF treatments until it can review the decision. This is ABC News. Police say a man taken into custody in Arizona for stabbing attacks and now a suspect in a New York City murder may also be linked to other unsolved crimes nationwide.
After his arrest in Arizona for two stabbings and allegedly telling police to Google a high-profile murder in New York City because he committed it, now police across the U.S. are looking to see if there are more cases linked to 26-year-old Rod Almansori. Surprise Arizona Police Chief Benny Pena.
He may be involved with other more heinous crimes.
Almansori story is being held in Maricopa County, where the DA says she will not willingly give them to the NYPD because of crimes in Arizona could be mandatory prison time. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Boeing announcing Ed Clark, the head of its 737 jetliner program, is out. He'll be replaced by a new general manager. It comes as Boeing's 737 MAX 9 is under scrutiny by federal aviation regulators after an emergency door plug blew out of a flight in January. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Republican prosecutor is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to rule on the state's abortion law. Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky is appealing a Madison judge's ruling that Wisconsin's law bans feticide but not elective abortion. Ermansky says he wants the high court to take the case directly. After months of speculation, Republican Eric Hovde is officially in the race for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin. He made his campaign announcement yesterday on social media.
Everything is going in the wrong direction. All Washington does is divide us and talk about who's to blame. And nothing gets done. That's not the country I know and love.
Wisconsin is a key swing state, and the winner here could decide the balance of power in the Senate. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
February 24th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Donner's Bay Resort on the Turtle Flambeau Flowage, there will be an ice fishing tournament held in memory of Klaus Kretke. Cash prizes will be given for the largest fish caught in several categories. There will be hot food, warm and cold beverages, and tickets for many raffles. The resort is located just off of Iron County Highway FF between Mercer and Butternut at 2974 Hiawatha Road.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Badgers get past Maryland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin had the lead, but Maryland closed the gap in the final minutes. The Badgers getting the win, 74-70, thanks to Wisconsin's Max Klesman at the foul line.
One more free throw for Klesman. Eyes the rim. He'll send it. Good night. He hit them both, 74-70, and the Badgers win by four.
NFL David Bakhtiari says the knee is doing great after his latest surgery and thanked his doctor, Brian Cole, on Twitter. Cole, a Chicago-based surgeon. NBA, no one was more surprised the Bucks were firing Adrian Griffin last month than his replacement, Doc Rivers, who was on SiriusXM.
Be honest, I told our owners when they called, I said, I don't understand why you're doing this. And they said, you know, one of the things they said was, well, it doesn't matter. We've done it now, and we want you. That's where you had the hesitation.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Kenneth David Meyer, age 55, formerly of Park Falls, died unexpectedly on Monday, February 19th, in Windham, Minnesota. He is survived by his wife, Lisa, of Weston, by his children, Devin Meyer of Park Falls, and Brittany Ocker of Weston. Survived also by his grandson, by his father, Ronald Meyer of Park Falls, by two sisters, Wendy Meyer of Park Falls, and Tammy Hantelman of Mankato, Minnesota, survived also by his sister-in-law and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services held at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church in Park Falls on Saturday, February 24th, 11 a.m., Reverend Gwen Downing will officiate. Visitation to be held on Friday, February 23rd, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the church, and on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Kenneth David Meyer, age 55, formerly of Park Falls. David Jeffrey Walker, age 63, Butternut, died on Sunday, February 18th. With his family by his side. He is survived by his mother, Marion Walker of Butternut, by his daughter, Rachel Modo of Butternut, survived also by three grandchildren, by his long-term girlfriend and mother of his daughter, Linda Place of Butternut, survived also by two sisters, Deborah Metzinger of Butternut and Cindy Neely of South Carolina. Survived also by his sister-in-law and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service held 1 p.m. Saturday, February 24th at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls. Deacon Robert Schinnebeck will officiate. Visitation held on Saturday, February 24th from 12 noon until the hour of the service at the funeral home. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for David Jeffrey Walker, age 63, Butternut. James Arnold Hilgard, age 79, of Park Falls, died on Saturday, February 17th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his three children, Corey of Park Falls, by Casey of Minocqua, and by Tyler of New Berlin. Survived also by his sister, Lila Falstead, his brother, Ron Hilgard, along with nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private memorial service will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for James Arnold Hilgard, age 79, Park Falls. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Get ready for a new year of work with limited time savings on Bobcat equipment at Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville. Get as low as 0% for 72 months on a Bobcat compact tractor or choose a free front end loader when you buy with cash. Special offers are available on Bobcat zero turn mowers with financing as low as 0% for 48 months or rebates up to $1,200 on select models. Call Nemuth Implement at 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville. Offers end March 31st, so hurry in. Some exclusions apply.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Psst. Hey, I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh.
Can I use it with my bra rubs under my... Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness. From my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky and a low in the mid-20s. Sunshine around for tomorrow and warmer. Highs to the upper 40s. There could be a few flurries tomorrow night and early clouds Friday, then clearing out but cooler. Highs only in the middle 20s. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
Country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
Today's new country.
Q Country.
I
woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, 'cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
Just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. You wanted him gone.
98qcountry.com.
Thank you.
covered with Back Then, Right Now on 98Q Country. And I've got a fresh update to the hot sheets. Just got a listed one today. An announcement about the next Peaceful Gathering meal. That'll be next Thursday, February 29th. The Peaceful Gathering is a free meal and all are welcome. The meal is served family style at 5:30 p.m. in the basement of Peace Lutheran Church on 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls. And there will be handicap parking and an elevator available at the north entrance of Peace Lutheran Church. If you have any questions about the Peaceful Meal, next one's going down Thursday, February 29th at 5:30 p.m. You can contact the church at 715-762-4541 with your questions. Thank you so much to Peace Lutheran for sending us the word. And if you've got any community events your nonprofit organization is holding, give us a call, 715-762-3221. We'd love to help you spread the word out to the appropriate degree. Luke Combs coming up next here on 98Q Country, The Kind of Love We Make, to start off at three in a row. Carrie Underwood and Brian Martin will follow it up here on 98.3 FM WCQM.
I was afraid to cut the cord, but once I did, I couldn't believe it took so long to do it. Paying too much for my cable bill had become a bad habit. I either wasn't getting what I wanted or never knew where to find any of my favorite shows until it was too late. Plus, the prices just kept going up. Thankfully, I discovered a new way to watch called Philo. For just $25 a month, I can catch all my favorite shows on networks like BET, MTV, and TLC. It even has Nickelodeon for my kids. I can watch anytime I want, anywhere I want. Plus, Philo lets me have up to 3 streams at once, so everyone can watch what they want at the same time. Throw in the unlimited DVR that saves all my favorites for up to a year, and this really is the best deal in TV. I just wish I hadn't waited so long. Sound too good to be true? Well, try it out for yourself, and you'll see why people who love TV love Philo. Go to philo.tv, that's philo.tv, and start your 7-day free trial now.
Q Country.
Thinking
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Ride down to the creek by the water. I've been back.
Ryan Martin with We Ride here on 98Q Country. And it remains cookie time. February 1st through March 6th, Super One Foods has already been and will continue to donate $2 to Children's Services for every package of bakery sugar cookies purchased in partnership with Park Falls Public Library. So why don't you go ahead and mosey on over. Don't leave range of the radio so I can continue to give you instructions. But go ahead and mosey on over to the snack cabinet. And you tell me, I don't care if there's already sugary goods in there. I don't care if there's already baked goods in there. I need you to tell me, go ahead and just say out loud, yes or no, is there a package of Super One bakery sugar cookies? See, that's what I thought. So head on over to Super One, get you some bakery sugar cookies, and in the process, contribute to Children's Services through Park Falls Public Library. Thank you to the library and to Super One for making those generous contributions. More country music coming to you in just a moment here on 98Q Country. We need a word from our local sponsors, and then we need some Old Dominion's Memory Lane. Jay Gowen and Scotty McCreary will swing in after that to make a true three in a row here on 98.3 FM, a Civic Media station.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote. Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Phillips Plating Corporation, a Midwest premier fully automated electroplating job shop for commercial plating.
Hi there, Governor Evers here with some big news. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is now accepting applications for the Wisconsin Resilient Food Systems Infrastructure Program. That cap will award $27 million in grant funding for innovative projects designed to build resilience across the middle of the supply chain. The deadline to apply is March 6th. Find more information at patcp.wi.gov.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
I got serious about staying fit just a couple of years ago. Now 5Ks, yoga, and smart nutrition are all part of my weekly routine. Part of my eating right plan? Country Hearth Breads. Natural breads with the whole grains and natural ingredients my body needs to perform at its best. Just a slice of toasted multigrain with peanut butter before a workout, and I'm ready to roll. Country Hearth is the easy choice because it's good for me and great tasting, too. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky and a low in the mid-20s. Sunshine around for tomorrow and warmer. Highs to the upper 40s. There could be a few flurries tomorrow night and early clouds Friday, then clearing out but cooler. Highs only in the middle 20s. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
Now, here we are.
Put us in a great mood.
It is my favorite station.
98Q Country.
Buy a house on memory lane. I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. We stay good as new, like a fresh coat of paint. You'd be mine in the shine of the front porch light.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com. Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
I've seen a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. Making up in no time.
That's Scotty McCreery, Cabin of Solo to finish off three in a row. Started with Old Dominion's Memory Lane and Jake Owen, Yeehaw, in the middle there. I've got another of my favorite daily updates to bring you, not because it's a happy one, but because it is important to me and to the area. This one's Red Cross Blood. Red Cross urgently appeals for blood and platelet donations to bolster the national supply in the month of February. The weather's been pretty darn mild, but fact is, even good weather can contribute to blood shortages. That might sound crazy, but if you think of it, most of the blood supply is coming from people making discretionary appointments. It's not required that people donate blood. And so if there's something better to do, in a lot of cases, people will, you know, let's go on a brief one-day vacation. I'll just cancel my blood donation. It doesn't seem like that big of a deal. That adds up a lot. And so what you get, even in good months, sometimes when people are able to travel well, that can contribute to a shortage. So head on over to redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to find out about donations in the area and find out about how you can get a $20 Amazon gift card for donating in the month of February. For details on that one, check out redcrossblood.org/heart. That's redcrossblood.org/heart. Find out how you can get credit on amazon.com just by opening a nice line of donation, a blood donation here from Red Cross. More country music coming to you from 98Q. Lady A's I Run to You will be up next to start off a three in a row. Jelly Roll and Parmalee will help us finish off the 5 o'clock hour here on 98.3 FM.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Today is the day to get prepared for a successful retirement. Tune in Tuesday mornings at 8:45 to hear Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants give you guided information to a sound and balanced plan. Or call Matt directly at 715-748-3231. Pioneer Financial Consultants, you come first with sophisticated financial strategies, making your investment goals a reality. Locations in Medford, Hawkins, and Phillips. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc. WFS, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referred to here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by A&W of Phillips, serving all American food where the food's as good as the root beer. A&W, always a supporter of Northern Wisconsin communities.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky and a low in the mid-20s. Sunshine around for tomorrow and warmer. Highs to the upper 40s. There could be a few flurries tomorrow night and early clouds Friday, then clearing out but cooler. Highs only in the middle 20s. It's 46 right now.
Now, here we are.
Number one for the most new country.
Number one! Hey, y'all, it's Dustin Litt.
The best
98Q Country.